This is Bill Venners with Artima Developer. The following interview was recorded at JavaOne 2007. So I'm sitting again in the JavaOne Pavilion, this time with Matt Quill, a partner at Synqua. And Frank Summers had a really good question, which was, if I do unit testing, why should I do code reviews?
Right, so they're both code reviews and unit testing are about reducing defects in your code. And they do overlap in that respect, but there are some things you can get out of code review that you don't get out of unit testing. One good example would be that not only is the point of code review finding bugs, but it also gives visibility of the rest of the team into the code. So everyone in your team gets to see the code. So if you are tasked with maintaining a bit of code that you didn't originally write, there's a good chance you would have seen it before because you reviewed it. So that visibility is one of the things you can get from code review that you don't get from unit testing. And another one is that there are some things you can't unit test. You can't unit test design or architecture. And sometimes you can get unit tests wrong, like you may assert the wrong thing. So there's always a place for the human eyeballing of code.
Okay, so if it's a good idea, why aren't people doing it more?
Well, that's a really good question. And one of the problems with code review is that it can often be very hard to implement in an organization. Really, at the end of the day, code review should be about reading code and obviously deciding whether it's if there are any problems with it. But a code review process often involves having a meeting. There's often a institutionalized process in place. The problems with implementing a code review process in an organization is often that it's heavyweight and you end up with a lot of impediments to getting it done. And our idea with our Crucible product is that you should spend as much time reading code as possible and as little time doing everything else associated with the code review. So you should be able to do it in your own time by, you know, going to a web page. One thing I find is that during the day, I often have to stop coding because I've just had enough and maybe I'll go read Slashdot or something like that. But also, it gives me a chance. I've got 15 minutes. I'll go to my review page and do a review. And I can concentrate it on there, do the review, and then go back to what I'm normally doing. And everyone can do that in their day. And at the end of the day, everyone's done their reviews. And everyone's done 10 reviews without having to have 1-hour-long meetings.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.